Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hey there, welcome to Havilah's podcast, Home with Havilah. I'm Ben Cunnington, hosting the podcast this month. So glad that you're here listening to us. If you are jumping on here for the first time, we are in the middle of a series called Living with Intention. Today is going to be part 4 of this series. So if you've missed any of them, I encourage you, go back, listen to the other episodes. They've been so good so far. We're talking all month long on living with intentional, being intentional. We're talking practical things, how to set up your day, really getting clarity and living intentionally, setting up daily routines, the difference between habits versus routines. So that's what we're talking about today. We're going to jump right in and not waste any time. So thanks so much for joining us. I will catch you at the end.
So we've been kind of going through this idea of living with intention. The first week we talked about setting intention. The second week we talked about setting intention and then understanding our filters, Last week we talked about setting or understanding our assumptions and you know, identifying our assumptions. And today I want to talk about starting your day the night before. I want to talk about setting your day up for intention. Now, I want you to understand, I am not a very routine person. I don't like routine. I have a sister who literally loves lists. She loves routines. She loves to go through her checklist and every day go through it. I am not that way. I'm a little more creative, and I'm one of those where I like to kind of go on instinct more than I like to go through intention. And so part of that is that I kind of wake up and think, what should I do today? Which was great until I had 4 children and began to have an actual real staff and real requirements. And I realized that I did a lot of crashing and burning throughout my years. I would go. And then on Saturday, I was known for like watching an entire Netflix series. Or, you know, I would be the type where I would go. And then I'd get sick and I'd land in bed for a couple days. And so I had to learn that part of living with intention and routine and schedule and, well, I guess respect to my limitations was about setting up my day. And that was annoying, but it was part of my real life. So for some of you, this is going to be like, I know, Havilah, I'm all over it. That's great. You can teach that lesson in your own class. But for me, I want to teach you a little bit of what it looks like for me as a person. And I tend to be, I think, a pretty productive person, but I'm not a type A person. I like to work hard, play hard. And I usually like to work hard so I can play hard. So it's kind of how I live my life. Now, I'm married to somebody who absolutely loves routine, who does the exact same thing every single day. And my husband is a very neat person. I remember when we first got married, he used to say to me, okay, so here's some basic things that I want to know about. Like, why do you, when you change your outfit, why do you throw your clothes on the floor? Like, he just couldn't understand it. Like, why wouldn't you just take what you put on and hang it up? He would say, like, when you open up a drawer or a dresser drawer in our room, how come you don't close it when you're done with it? Or when you use dishes that night before, why don't you go and put them in the kitchen instead of leaving them to pile up? And I would say, well, you don't understand. It's part of the genius of which I live. No, I'm kidding. What I learned was that I didn't have any habits for order. And so I just ended up living very spontaneously. And I didn't live with a lot of clarity. So I want to explain a little bit about living with intention and things that I've learned. I love the quote that says, you are what you repeatedly do. Excellence then is not an act, but a habit. That's very true. excellence isn't just something we do all at one time. It's something that we've had to do over and over and over. I've used the quote before, but I love the thought that overnight success takes 10 years. And I think that's true, but in my own life, the things that I'm experiencing, I'm writing my first published book this year, or, you know, our travel schedule is very full, or the favor we've had started this 20 years ago and was on the road 20 years ago, writing and working on certain things. So it's over time. It's a habit. So first, I want to talk about daily intention and setting a routine. I think what's very important is that we start the night before. Now, some of you, that's going to mean order, 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 structure, 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 schedule, schedule. But for me, often it's that I begin to think about the next day, the day before. I like to kind of think about it. I'll be driving around, or I'll be, you know, maybe preparing, and I'll have to think through my day. What's coming up? What are the biggest challenges that I'm going to face that day? What are things that I cannot miss? And I begin to kind of mentally go through the next day. What do I need to think about? How am I going to respond? People say, well, you know, you preach a lot. You preach a lot of messages. What's one thing that you do? Often for me, it's spending some time quietly going through play by play of what I want to communicate and just thinking it through. What would I say there? How would I close that out? What would I, you know, what do I feel like God wants to kind of highlight in this moment? So it's really about thinking about tomorrow with intention and setting it up the night before. We'll talk about that, but I thought this was interesting. There was a book that was done called Daily Rituals, An Artist's Work. And this man, Mason Curry, studied over 100 different habits and rituals and routines of various artists and, you know, all the way from politicians, like he did Benjamin Franklin to Karl Marx to Ernest Hemingway, you know, obviously a creative. So he looked at everything and he realized that there wasn't a specific ritual or routine. It was just that they each had them. And he began to kind of look at that and say, every successful person has a habit. It's a routine. It's a ritual that they kind of live in. And this is one of his quotes. He said, in studying the great artists, Curry came to this conclusion. In the right hands, a routine can be a finely collaborated mechanism for taking advantage of a range of limited resources, which I think is interesting, like time, the most limited resource of all, as well as willpower, self-discipline, and optimism. So what he's saying is, in the right hands, any person, whatever your personality is, whatever your education is, whatever you have in front of you, your resources, we all have the same amount of time, right, in our lives, whether throughout a day, I should say. But the only way to really make that productive and grow in a way that, you know, I remember that funny quote that says, we all have the same amount of days or hours that in a day that Beyonce has. I think it's a joke, but what it really means is the most productive, most powerful person you have in your life, you have the same amount of minutes and hours in a day. And so how can you grow that? Well, what he's saying is that in the right hands, your routine can become a machine to accomplish what's in front of you. And it's greater than willpower, greater than optimism. It's greater than even amount of time that we have. It becomes that one resource. So I think that that's true. I'm also convicted a little bit as I read this about the things I probably should be utilizing more. So he really talks about the habits versus habits, routines, and rituals, and what are the difference. So your habit is something you automatically do. You wake up in the morning, you grab your phone, you look through it, habit. Where you put your keys when you come in the door, where you set your keys, habit. Just things you don't have to think about that are just subconscious that happen every day. But then a routine, he would say, is usually a collection of habits or actions you do on a regular basis to bring order to your day, checking your email, then writing out your to-do list and checking your management tool, your team. And you just kind of get started. So for us in the morning, we have our four boys and we take them to school. And so our routine often is waking them up and then breakfast. And then, you know, they go get dressed and then they collect their stuff. And I make lunches I have coffee in the morning. So I have these little routines that I do when I'm home. And then I also have routines that I do when I'm on the road. So just routines that give a sense of order so I don't miss certain things. And they also trigger me to the things that are important to me, so that I don't forget to leave the house without coffee because I need caffeination, right? So it's all of those routines that are important. But then he also says there's rituals. Now, rituals are like routines. except the main difference is the attitude behind the routine. So one ritual that we have in our home is when we go to church. We go to church on Sunday morning, and we don't do that out of routine and habit, although it is a part of our routine and habit. It really is because it means something to us. It's a core value in which we live, and so it's important for us to have a ritual of going into our spiritual place of worship and being a part of that. Another ritual that we have as a family is we like to take a passeggiata, which is an Italian word for a family walk at night after dinner. And I've been one of those. My husband did not grow up walking at night, but we did. I grew up in a home where we took a passeggiata every night after dinner. And sometimes we would pray as a family. Sometimes we'd talk. And often we had three girls in our home, so it was very, you know, we talked a ton. But now our boys go, and often it's they pick a bike or they pick a scooter or skateboard, and we take our dog and we just walk. Is there a lot of talking? Not usually. There's a lot of sounds. Sometimes there's a lot of hitting, or, you know, a stick is a lightsaber or something. You know, they bring the weapon of their choice, but we all go for a walk, and it's a ritual thing. For me, it's a time when I can hold my husband's hand. It's a time for me to look up to the mountains and talk to God about our family. It's laughing at each other. It's our ritual. So my question to you is, how are you setting up your day with your habits, just automated things, which you already know? What are your routines? And then what are rituals? What are things that are going to be important to you? So if you want to have a spiritual life, then maybe some of your ritual is that you spend that 8 minutes a day on your personal pathway to growth that we've set up for you. Maybe that's how it becomes not just something you check, 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 check. It becomes something that's important to you. Listen, I want to live with a spiritual awareness to what I want to grow on purpose. What's your ritual? Is it, you know, in our home, one of the things we do is we always have worship music on in the morning. We have music that plays every morning. We have it set on a speaker, comes on at 6 a.m. in the morning, and it's a routine. It's a habit. It's programmed, but it's also really important to us to have music in our home to set the pace of the day. Here's something that I learned about 2 years ago that's really helped me. And that is, in order to set up my day, it's important to understand what's on my mind and that it's not the amount of work, but it's what I can accomplish. So something I like to do is a brain dump. I'm not the first to come up with that, but it's where I take everything I'm thinking about and I throw it on to a list. I mean, everything from like those wedding thank you cards I never got to every nagging, annoying thing, to the things I can't miss for the day, to the things I want to get to, and I just throw it all in. It might be a list of 50 things that are there. And part of it is getting it out of my brain and getting it onto paper. This is important because as long as your brain is trying to grab a hold of the things that are readily available, well, your brain's going to be trying to hold on to everything you're forgetting. My dad used to say, the weakest pencil is stronger than the strongest mind. And I think that's true. Sometimes we expect ourselves to hold on to information, and that's almost exhausting. So get it all down. And then what I'll do is I'll take the top three things that are important to me and I'll circle. If I don't get these things done today, guess what? My life falls apart. My kid's life falls apart. My husband's life falls apart. My business falls apart. So I look at those top three things and I expect myself, I have to record a podcast. I have to, you know, make dinner, and I have to drop off those papers. And those are the number one things. Now, if I can get the other things, that's great. But these are the top three things I must get done. Now, another thing that I do if I'm setting up my day is I'll fly out. I'll take an early morning flight. I always set out my clothes for the day before. This sets my intention. This tells me what I'm about to do. Some of you, it's going to be your workout clothes, or it's maybe getting things ready so that you can start your day out right by eating healthy or whatever it is. You want to set your day. So what I recommend is setting your day up. So for me, it's getting my clothes ready, or it's, you know, charging my phone, or we even do something in our home where we do like the 10-minute pickup, where my husband and I will just kind of walk around for 10 minutes before we go to bed and set everything up, put them in the dishwasher and the dishes, not the kids, set up things so that when we come down in the morning, it's not chaotic and it's not a mess. And I plug my phone in so I don't have to have a phone that's dead all day. Or maybe I'll wash my face so I can start in the morning without having to get all ready. I can just put some makeup on very quickly. So you set your day up to prepare. So depending on how you sleep for the day, it doesn't matter on how you've prepped your day. And then again, brain dump, get all that done. And then oftentimes I'll sit in my car before I come inside, after I've dropped my kids off, and I'll think about the top three things I must get done before 3 o'clock that day, because that's when the kids come home and I want to be all theirs. So set your intention, start the day before, and begin to get your routine in order.
All right, that is the fourth and final part of our Living with Intention series. I hope you've enjoyed this. Again, if you missed any of the other episodes, go back, listen to those. They're on the podcast, Living with Intention. We are so grateful for each and every one of you that tune in to this podcast. As we come up on Thanksgiving here, we just want to take a minute and say thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for following along. Thank you for all the kind words and reviews, and just it's so exciting and awesome to see the impact of this podcast. But it's because of listeners like you. So if you're out there and you're listening to this, we just want to say thank you. And we hope that you have an amazing holiday season and Thanksgiving. A couple of quick things. Because it's almost Thanksgiving, it's that time of year where every time in just a couple of days, we will be announcing our new upcoming Bible study for the beginning of the year. If you're new here, every January, we host a free online Bible study. Havilah writes a new Bible study every year, and it's our gift to you. Every year, we take 20 to 25,000 people through a free online study. And so that's coming. It's going to be announced here in just a couple of days, and you'll be hearing about it more on this podcast. So be looking for that. You can check truthtotable.com. And last but not least, check truthtotable.com. On our store right now, we have everything in our shop is 40% off for Black Friday and Cyber Monday holiday deals. So if you're looking for Christmas gifts, if you're looking for just a great book or resource at an amazing price, check out shop.truthtotable.com. And that is happening here for the next few days. All right, that's it. That's all we have. Thank you so much. We will see you next time.